Chapter 16. Exploding. After you left, we just kept fighting, a paladin said. We thought you had internet problems or something.
No, I didn't have internet problems. I led you all into a trap. They knew we were coming.
A trap, sir?
It's obvious. How else would they man the bunkers that quickly? How come the barricades disappeared over the course of an hour? I fucked up and I'm sorry.
I'd given the Shadow Imperium an excuse for war. They'd descend upon our base, and I feared we weren't ready.
Maybe I should quit, give the guild to somebody else.
I entertained the thoughts, but I couldn't abandon my friends. Galactic conquest was my life, and giving up because of a bad defeat didn't feel right. I had to redeem myself. We might have lost a battle, but we hadn't lost the coming war. Nobody in the real world knew, nor would they understand. No longer did I worry about a potential explosion. Now I feared the coming real explosion. A showdown that would decide the fate of my guild and countless others. If the Devil Dogs returned under Drax 14, and those pulling his strings, the face of galactic conquest would change forever.
So, basically, X equals 1.
Lucas sighed. I nodded, staring out the window.
If they try flanking us, we can...
Can you hear me? He waved his hand in front of my face.
Yes, but isn't X a letter? This is retarded.
I know it's boring, but like I told you, school is a training ground we have to learn.
So you say.
Can we at least try 5 more questions?
You're clever. It'll take you 15 minutes.
Images of our defeat, my friends falling victim to laser fire.
Max, are you there?
Yeah, no, I won't do it.
Are you sure? I stood up to my full height.
I'm not fucking doing it.
Lucas groaned.
Seriously, just 5 more.
No, it fucking sucks. It's pointless.
Somehow the atmosphere got warmer. For a while, neither of us said a word.
Well, I don't know what to tell you, Max. I can't force you to do it. Just fuck off, Lucas, all right? Just fuck off.
His jaw muscles grew tense, eyes unmoving.
I've got shit to do.
He grabbed me by the shoulders, frustration commanding his every movement. I stumbled back, bolting out the door.
Max, wait! I'm sorry.
An hour passed. I seethed in tears of rage. In the kitchen, Lucas was doing art with another student. I charged inside, grabbing a cutlery knife.
Hey, if you touch him, I'm going to mess you up, the student threatened.
I pointed the knife towards his eyes.
Fuck off!
He stood up, approaching me, fists raised.
Brandon, don't worry about it. Sit down, Lucas said. He'd better be careful. I'll beat him up next time.
I circled around the table, with Brandon keeping a watchful eye. Lucas in range, knife in my shuddering hands.
He protected you.
We looked at each other, both unsure what to say or do. I poked his shirt with the knife, but I couldn't hurt him. Something inside me wouldn't allow it. I retreated, crying.
Do you remember it? Dad asked.
No,
I replied.
What about trying to poison that boy's food?
I tried doing that.
You tried to add bleach to his drink.
Don't remember.
I believed Brandon a threat to my safety. In a spur of anxiety surrounding him, I became machine-like, obsessed with one objective, a perceived need to protect myself. I knew it was wrong, but couldn't control myself. Emotion had taken over and self-control proved impossible.
Punch a pillow, Charlotte said. It's important we're kind to each other in Portum. Someone wants to beat me up and you're telling me to be kind. Punch a pillow. It never works.
If I couldn't access a computer, I'd pace the hallways, conjuring plans to defeat the Shadow Imperium.
whilst Drax 14 stayed in the background studying at university. Invicta 11 and Diablos 034 would come to our base and threaten us. You don't know when, but we're coming. They'd insult my friends, calling them things like gay retard. When we retaliated, they would portray us and our allies as the aggressors. At school, I became more anxious and increasingly frustrated. Rather than going to lessons, I spent my time on Discord, leading the Paladins from school. However, this didn't mean I could take part in every battle. I missed the Shadow Imperium's counterattack, which happened when I was on the bus. Invicta 11 and Diablos 034 led a large force of troops in an unprecedented effort to overwhelm our defences. When I returned, I found Bradford 943 and our men celebrating a victory.
How the hell did we win? I pressed.
Robotics brought reinforcements, Bradford 943 replied.
But they still outnumbered us.
They did, so I led a small force behind their lines. They forgot to guard the capture point after taking it.
And they didn't have time to retake it?
No, but Invicta had time to accuse us of cheating.
Lol, what a twat!
I paused.
It's lucky you were off sick, or else we wouldn't be standing here.
You can't stop every attack. Don't stress yourself out.
No, but if I didn't have school, I'd be able to fight with you.
Speaking of which, I have mocks to study for. I'm sorry, but you're going to have to make do without me.
You'll be back during the holidays, though, right?
Yes, just leave the Shadow Imperium alone. Everything will be fine.
Ignoring them hasn't worked.
It was working, but then you and Robotics attacked them. Now we're back at square one.
Drax might do something if we explain it to him.
Don't bother with him. He's a lost cause. In victory, we had wounded their pride. So Diablos 034 and Invicta 11 ramped up their harassment tactics. They spread vicious lies about us and tried numerous other forms of sabotage. Somehow, they found Iron Magic Eye's portfolio site and sent him slanderous emails. Unable to win on the battlefield, they sought alternative means to ruin the game for us.
I've told them not to do it, Drax 14 said.
Good, because we have their IP addresses. I imagine I was about to call the police on them.
Only an idiot calls the police about mean things on the internet. Choose better generals.
Once they realised I imagine I could trace them, they stopped sending him emails. But the harassment continued and Drax 14 refused to do anything about it. I spent most of my time on Galactic Conquest trying to resolve the issues and save my guild. I'd blocked Diablos 034 and Invicta 11 on Discord, but that didn't stop them from creating new accounts to harass me and others. War came closer with each passing day, and trying to reason with Drax 14 was the definition of hitting my head against a brick wall. Without much sleep, I'd arrive at school tired and grumpy. Portum was designed for students to attend classes in the mainstream school, but with my refusal to do anything but Galactic Conquest, it became a glorified babysitting service.
What's the point of being here? The Paladins need me at home.
I removed the batteries from my parents' alarm clocks so they wouldn't get up to wake me. I fantasized about blowing up the school with fireworks. At the same time, the fun had been slowly sucked out of Galactic Conquest. My life had become a downward spiral of torment and stress, with no end in sight. Charlotte permitted me to bring my laptop back into Portum. She and my parents hoped it would quell further meltdowns. For lunch, I'd tell Lucas what I wanted and he'd get it for me. Every day I faced a battle, both in the real world and online. Not wanting to appear weak, I put on a facade of happiness. After all, nobody would understand the Shadow Imperium or why I feared traversing the school. They'd probably just find it silly. Trapped between the beginnings of puberty and everything else, life had never seemed more hopeless. I tried to find escapism in other games. With Bradford 943 revising for his mock exams, I left my generals in charge of the Paladins. I was finishing off a cell block in Prison Architect when suddenly my stomach trembled with paranoia.
I'll just check. I'm sure everything's fine.
I closed my game and checked Discord. My chest tightened. A shiver struck me like a bullet. Our server stood in ruins. All the text channels had been filled with pornographic imagery and violent gore. I closed my eyes and opened the announcements to discover that one of my generals had betrayed me. He posted the following message. 12th of the 12th, 2016. Hail the Shadow Imperium! Hail Drax 14! We are superior! Our leader Drax has sent his elite hacksaws on you! I swiftly banned him, without a second thought. So what the fuck happened? Drax 14 asked. You did this! Stop fucking lying! A paladin shot back accusingly. Vish, people know the paladins and Shadow Imperium haven't got good relations recently. Someone could have done this to start a war, and you're doing what they want right now. Use your brain for once. Bullshit! I didn't order this or cause this. I'm a friend of XMA and I'm trying to help. My throat twisted. I'm fucked. It's the end. XMA, come to the Shadow Imperium's base. I have an offer for you. The Paladins was close to 1,000 members, and now a traitor had kicked 200 from the guild. Crudely drawn penises littered our base. Our entire organisation had been hurled into the fires of chaos. All my hard work destroyed in less than half an hour. Once I'd patched up the damage, I made my way to the Shadow Imperium's base, where Drax 14 awaited atop his throne. His unquestioning soldiers guarded him, their weapons pointed at me. They were the perfect dogs of war. Once I had stood side by side with Drax 14, now I quavered at his mercy. You're not a true leader. You never should have left me, Drax 14 began. Look around. All my men respect me. They give me the loyalty you'll never have.
Why did you abandon your brothers then?
I challenged.
What brothers? I never abandoned anyone. Me, Bradford, and everyone else. You replaced us.
One of his guards fired a warning shot.
Shouldn't have said that.
I did it to keep the Shadow Imperium alive. A good leader knows when to make reforms. An eerie silence hung in the air. Two guards moved to block the exit. I'm going to offer you a choice. You will either accept it, or the Paladins will fall because of your poor leadership.
What does your offer entail?
The Paladins will merge into the Shadow Imperium. You'll help us destroy Robotics 92, and in exchange, I'll make you the same rank as Invicta and Diablus. I wanted to fight with Drax 14 again. I wanted an end to the chaos. But I couldn't betray Robotics 92. He'd helped us fight off the Shadow Imperium, and he was my friend. Besides, Drax 14 had no reason to keep his word. If he wanted to, he could just demote me again. We'll become the most powerful guild in the game, Drax 14 enticed. Our brotherhood will be reformed. Isn't that what you want?
I'm going to turn that down. My guild needs me, I replied.
I urge you to reconsider. You'll not fit to be a true leader. With teary eyes, I endured his barrage.
Sorry, but I think we're done here. I trudged over to the exit. Excuse me.
At Drax 14's command, the guards let me go. Later, after somewhat stabilising the Paladins, I confronted the general who'd betrayed me.
I'm sorry, XMA. My family doesn't have a lot of money.
He said that attached with a screenshot. Someone named Darren Wilson had given him £40 to destroy the Paladins. Darren was Drax 14's real name. He'd done this.
Fuck off and never speak to me again,
I cursed. Everything matched up perfectly. The Shadow Imperium couldn't beat me and Robotics 92 together, so one of us had to be taken out. And recently Drax 14 got a job as a fry cook, meaning he was the only one with the money to bribe one of my generals. Whenever I pieced the jigsaw together, I'd be overwhelmed by a wave of sorrow. Why would Drax 14 betray me? We were friends, we fought together. I didn't want to believe it, so I lied to myself. Diablus and Invicta just manipulated him. He'll come round and apologise, eventually. Had I not checked Discord in time, I would have lost everything.
Fearful of the same thing happening to his guild, Robotics 92 placed everyone on high alert. Sakurito launched an investigation of his own, insisting a third party had done it and not Drax 14. I was suspicious, but didn't have time to chase up. The Paladins had been devastated. I spent all my time desperately trying to repair the damage. We weren't able to wage war. That's what the Shadow Imperium wanted. Without us, Robotics 92 couldn't defeat them, which meant the coming conflict would be laughably one-sided. Both sides harboured a mountain of resentment, leading to progressively larger skirmishes. I didn't want to antagonise Drax 14, but the battles were unavoidable. Perhaps naively, I still believed negotiation with him was possible. Word of advice. Shit's going down between Robotics and the Shadow Imperium. If you want the Paladins to survive, stay out of it, Drax 14 threatened. Dread twisted in my gut. I scanned the kitchen to make sure nobody was watching.
Why have you declared war? I asked. Robotics didn't tell me anything.
I didn't declare war. You're the aggressors.
Robotics wouldn't go to war without consulting me.
I have proof. Hold on. After a few seconds, he sent a screenshot. Undeniable proof. Choose your next words carefully. He'd sent me the conversation he'd had with Robotics 92, though notably some of it had been cut.
Where's the rest?
You don't need to see the rest.
Why did you insult him and his men?
Their existence is an insult to the legacy of the Devil Dogs. It's not my fault if he's sensitive and can't take criticism.
My hands trembled as I typed. Can I see the whole conversation?
No. You get one chance to back off, or I'll have to destroy you. He stopped responding after that. Fear choked my throat. We weren't ready for war with the Shadow Imperium. I decided it best to probe Robotics 92 for information. I wanted the full picture before making my next move. Unfortunately, he lived in the US, so I'd have to wait hours for a reply. I spent my school day in apprehension, unable to do anything significant as things exploded online.
So, you declared war in the heat of the moment? I asked.
Yeah, he was talking smack about my girlfriend, Robotics 92 replied. I'm not backing down. We can't let them be the ones to continue the Devil Dogs. I decided my best chance was to negotiate a peace treaty. That way we could buy time to rebuild. But alas, that meant convincing everyone to lay down their arms, including Drax 14. December 21st, the last day of school. I'd just embarked on a seemingly impossible journey.
Max, you know Arthur is leaving, right? It's his last day here, Lucas hinted. I'll see him later.
I half-heartedly replied, focused on my conversation with Drax 14. Lucas shrugged.
All right then, but it's a half day, so you'll have to see him soon.
Invicta is more human than you. He is strong-willed and violent when you insult him or what he believes in.
Can't you see he's using you? I pressed.
He's loyal and truthful, and I'd rather have him at my side than you, XMA. You've become very big-headed since you left the Shadow Imperium, and it's hard to be respectful towards you now. Drax 14 paused before typing his next message. The Paladins isn't the amazing guild you like to think it is. I know the Shadow Imperium isn't perfect, but it's improving. Something you've stopped doing. Pushing forward and improving.
Maybe the Paladins isn't perfect either, but we're trying to negotiate here.
I don't care. Stop trying to be a Jedi or some shit. Now, if you don't mind, I'm going to surprise my girlfriend with a visit. Goodbye. He went offline, leaving me no chance to respond.
Okay, you're more successful than me. Stop rubbing it in. Fuck, what am I even going to do here? They've already won.
I looked at the time on my laptop. Just a few minutes past 12. In roughly 20 minutes, the school term would be over. Had I been conversing with Drax 14 all that time? I stood up, clutching the laptop under my arm. Perhaps it wasn't too late to say goodbye to Arthur. The other students gave him a testosterone-filled farewell. I watched from a distance as everything in my body screamed for me to leave.
I'll come back when it's less crowded, I scurried to the kitchen. The world rushed by in a blur. Then both my body and laptop tumbled to the floor. Bruised knees and a cracked device that wouldn't turn on. Maybe Drex is right. I'm not a good leader. Can't even take care of my laptop. I hid it inside its case. Hopefully Mum and Dad wouldn't notice. Max, it's home time, Lucas called.
Really?
He smiled.
Yep, you can finally catch up with your video games.
Yeah, I guess I can.
If I hadn't seen Arthur on the way out, I wouldn't have been able to say goodbye. Christmas and the end of term weren't something to celebrate. A well-loved teaching assistant had left Portum, and I had to negotiate an impossible peace. But through calling in favours, pulling strings and making the right concessions, I did it. Treaty between the Shadow Imperium and Robotics 92's Devil Dogs, December 23rd, 2016. By order of the Supreme Chancellor of the Shadow Imperium and the Supreme Commander of the Devil Dogs, hostilities will cease. The war was set in motion by the Shadow Imperium for the purpose of suppressing the Devil Dogs' desire to continue the legacy of their original incarnation. The Devil Dogs understands that the Shadow Imperium does not want the legacy continued, and therefore the Devil Dogs will continue as its own guild. The guild will not function as a Devil Dogs legacy, but as a guild that, coincidentally, has the same name. On the terms of this treaty, both groups will end hostilities with each other, specifically in events such as raids, disrespectful propaganda, alternative account raids, etc. The Shadow Imperium will not host events such as those. Both guilds understand the war was a waste of time and resources, and from this moment forward, there will be no conflicts between the two. Signed, Drax 14, Supreme Commander, the Shadow Imperium. Diabolus 034, Supreme Chancellor, the Shadow Imperium. Invicta 11, Senior General, the Shadow Imperium. Robotics 92, Supreme Commander, Devil Dogs. Sakurito, General, Devil Dogs. XMA 24, Supreme Leader, the Paladins. In 3 days I'd ended a war. A ceasefire with nobody's guild destroyed. That's what I wanted, right? Though our guilds were safe, the Shadow Imperium had undeniably succeeded. Robotics 92 had had his base reduced to rubble, and the Paladins were still in chaos, exhausted and drained of hope. I fully expected us to collapse.
Guess I missed the shit show, said Bradford 943.
Why are you online? It's New Year's Eve.
I fucked up, just trying to put things back together.
That's a bit of an understatement, but congratulations on the peace treaty.
I didn't just fuck up here. Arthur left, but I was too busy with Drax 14's bullshit to properly say goodbye.
I slouched in the chair as waves of painful memories struck, each one a pulverizing punch to the gut.
Let's face it, I'm a failure.
You made shitty mistakes, but beating yourself up won't change that.
Do you think I should just quit? You can lead the Paladins.
No, but you should take a break. It'll give you time to think about your fuck-ups.
Can you handle things here?
I'm with my family and that's where you should be. Watch the fireworks with your folks or something. We'll start fixing things when you have a clear head.
Sounds good. Guess I need to play some games in peace right now. Thank you. We'll talk soon.
Confidence had abandoned me, but Bradford 943 was right. I'd made mistakes and self-loathing wouldn't change that.